Welcome, everybody, to Barnegie Hall. First of all, I want to recognize the veterans. And for those of you who served your country, defended our country. That's what I was trying to think of. So if you're able, please stand so we can recognize you. Thank you. Thank you for your service. And as usual, we see a lot of returning participants for the Drew program, and that's what we love the most because it shows that it's working because social support is so important. We want to connect you to us and to each other. And when I see the returning participants, it shows me that it's working. Music on a Mission is what we do here. Music on a Mission is a nonprofit where we take the benefits of music to people with different needs of all ages. And Project Drew is one program of Music on a Mission. Drew stands for Delivering Restorative Energy to Our Warriors, and it's named in memory and honor of Captain Drew Ferguson. And Mike is going to talk more about Drew afterwards. It's always an honor and a privilege to meet our veterans. We learn from your experiences, and we believe that duty shouldn't be carried by one, that the whole community should share in your history, and we hope to do that by Project Drew. Drew gives a way to get insight into yourself, and others can relate to your songs. So you'll see that it's a lasting tribute to your service. It's an honor for you. It's an honor for your service. You'll see also that our songwriters are the best ever. They have so much talent, so much compassion and insight, and that's what makes this program work. They connect with the veteran, and the veteran shares a story or experience, and it's transmitted heart to heart with the music doing the work. You'll see this happen. I would encourage you to find out where our songwriters play around. Most of them are local. They might be solo artists or in a band, and find out where they are and support them. We have one songwriter here today from Clarksdale, Mississippi, Gary Vincent, with his wife Carol, and they're doing a show tonight at 7:00. You're all welcome to come back. Veterans come with no charge, and it will be really fun with some surprises in store. So now I'd like to turn it over to Mike.
Thank you, Marilyn. Thanks, everybody. Welcome to Barnegie Hall. It's a lovely, sunny but chilly spring day here in Cleveland. And I'd just like to welcome you all. This is our 39th workshop, believe it or not. Since 2017, when we began, we've had well over 200 veterans join us in Project Drew. We hope there's many more. And as Marilyn mentioned a minute ago, we love when veterans who've come to Project Drew before come back and support other vets and hear more songs. So it's wonderful to see you all. Thank you. So who is Drew? Why are we here? And what comes next? Yep. So my name is Mike Winnan. I'm Drew Ferguson's cousin. And along with Marilyn and the team in Project Drew, we do these workshops. And this is a wonderful program that we think is meaningful and we think is powerful. So, Marilyn mentioned, it's named after my cousin, Drew Ferguson. Drew is a Northeast Ohio native. He grew up right here in Avon Lake. And he was friends with Marilyn's daughters. Believe it or not, they hung out in the barn. This was like a spot for the teens to hang out and hopefully stay out of trouble. But yeah, so Drew hung out here. And then after he deployed, Marilyn hadn't talked to him in a while, but he was aware of what was happening here, what Marilyn was doing with Music on a Mission. And he began sending money, sometimes initially anonymously. And so he certainly knew about the power of connection and music. So he was had quite a military career, four tours total. I believe two were in Iraq, one in Afghanistan, one in Africa, and I'm sure did things and saw things that I can't even imagine. But Brian, Drew's brother, who I'm also very close with, who also came through as a vet in our workshop, said Drew's military service is probably the least interesting thing about him. Drew is an artist and a poet and a songwriter, kind of one of these larger-than-life figures, yeah? And we lost him in 2017 when he was in transition from his service. In that summer, he took his own life. And we miss him dearly. And this program, and every time we play songs, you know, we think about him, and he's here with us. And this is a tribute to Drew, but also to all of you veterans. So what else? I'd like to talk just briefly about our logo, because Drew's poetry and art inspired our logo. And if you haven't yet, if you joined the workshop today, this weekend, as a songwriter or a veteran, please sign the one in the lobby. A whole bunch of signatures on there, several hundred signatures. We like to do that. And the logo has a painting in the center that Drew called America, and it was painted upside down by intention. Some of our military friends who knew Drew have come to the workshop said, I learned from them that a flag upside down is an international symbol of distress. So I'd love to know what Drew was thinking about when he painted that. But he also wrote a poem called My Drum, a bit of a metaphor for his heart. And you can check all this out on our website. But then the drumsticks, symbolic of the veteran and the songwriter coming together in the workshop. And they are, you can see the drum looks a bit like a clock, and they are at 1300 hours. And that's a nod to Drew's moniker, nickname that his buddies gave him, the 13th Warrior. And that's because when he went to OU and participated in ROTC, after initially being rejected from the program, he applied himself, got into the program, went through college. And when he finished the ROTC program, when he graduated with thousands of cadets, he was 13th nationwide. So his buddies started calling him 13th Warrior. So that's a little bit about the logo, and you can see all that on our website, and I hope you'll check it out. It's actually a new website, much easier to search music, and you can see all of our workshop dates in there as well. Since I mentioned our website, I'll invite you all to take out your phone, and I always like to take mine and just double check that I got it silenced. We hope you'll tune in here. Don't worry if there's extraneous noise. Curtis and Jim do a great job with the sound. It's okay. We get great recordings here. Don't worry. But it's also really helpful for our songwriters. It's not easy, and we appreciate their talents and their courage, because it's not easy to play for the first time 24 hours later a brand new song. And so that'll just help them concentrate as well. Yeah? All right. So what did we do yesterday? We met up here Saturday morning, circled up, and this is kind of the first time some of our vets have even met each other. And certainly met our songwriters. And as we like to say, this is just an invitation. We don't have an intention behind what kind of story that we want to hear. We want to hear your story of service in whatever way and whatever story that is, whatever you want to tell us. Yeah. And then our songwriters, as Marilyn said, they're great people. They're some of my favorite people to work with. And it's amazing what happens when someone will just sit and listen in this wonderful space. And we just sit and listen, ask a couple questions, and just hear what our vets have to say. And having that deadline the next day of we got to play a song, that gravity kind of works. And we hope that our vets enjoy these songs, and that they feel that power, that connection. And as we like to say, kind of the music does the rest. Yeah. So I invite you to tune in. Go with whatever emotions these songs, wherever they take you. You know, we'll hear sometimes the whole human experience, sometimes very heavy things and sad things, sometimes very hopeful and inspirational, sometimes bizarre and funny. We've heard it all, right? And that's important because we want to hear the songs that our veterans want to share. Yeah. So without further ado, we'll let the music do the work. At the end, so we have six songs today. And at the end, we'll sing a song that my cousin Drew wrote. We invite everybody to join us. So that is a nice way we like to round out our concerts. Okay? So if you would, please help me welcome to the stage our first songwriter, Tracy Marie, to help share the song she wrote with Joyce Young. Come on out, Tracy.